The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
The Lord is good, and all the time, praise the Lord. Tonight, as I said, supernatural restoration of health and vitality. Supernatural restorations of health and vitality. Supernatural restorations of health and vitality. In 3 John chapter 1, verse 2, the Bible says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth." God reveals himself to us as Jehovah Rapha. In other words, he tells us that I'm the one that heal you. But you see, God revealed a better plan for us. Because God, it's never intentions of God for his children to always fall sick and then they call on him to come and heal them. It is the intention of God that his children will live in health. I know you know that there is a difference between healing and health. With health, you have no business with healing. Adam, the first man on earth, lived for hundreds of years, and there was never account of him falling sick. It is God's eternal intention that his kids to live in earth. Earth, health, sun, health, and vitality. Beloved, anything contrary to this is not of God. It's not of God at all. Anything contrary to this is not of God. It is why in the book of Acts, chapter 10, verse 38, the Bible says, "How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth." See, but Jesus said unto them, no, Acts of Apostles, chapter 10, verse 38. Acts of Apostles, chapter 10, verse 38. "How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him." Oh, wait a minute. Let us have that scripture again. He said, "How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with Holy Ghost and with power." He said, "Who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil." All that were oppressed of the devil. So healing is an oppression from the devil. See, no matter the name they call it, God, Bible revealed to us that sickness is an oppression of the devil. Devil oppressed people with sickness. Anything. I remember one time, sometimes ago, on campus as a student, and I happened to be one of the leader on the campus, and one of our sister got sick, and they was very active, a member of the choir, so she wasn't coming to church, and we heard that she was sick. So our roommate told us that, oh, the fever was so much, and that, like that, like that. So after service, we went there to go and, on Sunday, after service, we went there to go and visit her. And as I enter into the room, I can feel it. I can feel the presence of demon. And as I enter into the room, she was sleeping. So we knocked, and she said we should enter. So we enter. As I enter, I can feel the presence. So as we got talking, she looked to me straight into the eye. And I saw something like a bird just fly. And then suddenly, a sister who was feeling feverish was okay. And was talking, responding. And the roommate was like, "Ah, oh my, will you go by now?" I've said this, only for you to come. It's for you to clear here. What will you hear? Let me do this. And I was thinking, as we are praying for her, as we are discussing, I was thinking, what happened? So the moment, you know, they actually see us off, and as we left, the Holy Ghost happened to look back. I look again, and I saw that same bed again. Like a bed on her. So as I saw it, I knew that that sickness has come again. So I called her, I said, said, come. And she came. And to the glory of God, I just prayed a simple prayer and laid hands on her, and that was it. Now, that was fever. But you see, if we don't understand what happened, we would trivialize it and say, to the fever. Say, just malaria. And do you know that many lives has been claimed by the seemingly fever in quotes. My Bible tells me that Jesus was healing them who were oppressed of the devil. If we go to the book of Mark, Luke chapter 13, let's go to Luke chapter 13 from verse 10 to 17. You will see there, the Bible says, and he, talking about Jesus, was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity. How many years? 18 good years. Come on. 18 good years. And look at what the spirit does to her. And the Bible says she was bowed together. She was like this. And she could in no wise lift up herself. What a condition. Okay, somebody to believe. I saw somebody like that in the market. When I saw her, I just remember the scripture. Let me just lay hand on her. Praise the Lord. 18 good years. And she was managing it, until when my Jesus showed up. My Jesus will show up in your life in the name of Jesus. The Lord showed me there's a woman, somebody here, the lady, your mom is very sick, or a sick bell. Before this service be over, she is already healed in the name of Jesus. There is such thing as spirit of infirmity. Spirit of infirmity is what causes all kinds of sickness. Spirit of infirmity is what causes all kinds of sickness. That is the truth that the devil, brother and sister, don't let the devil deceive you. God will not punish his children with sickness, because sickness is of the devil. Why will Jesus, why will God use the instrument of the devil to punish his kid? Even you, as a person, if anybody is beating your child, what will you tell the child, the person? You want the person not to beat your child again. So how much more will our loving Father? He doesn't want us sick at all. So what is good health and vitality? What is health and vitality? I say, is here is the state of being full of life and energy. The state of being full of life and energy, mentally, physically, emotionally, financially, and spiritually. Let me come again. When we say somebody is full of health and vitality, we are talking of a man who is in the state of full of life and energy. Either or in mentally, physically, emotionally, financially, and spiritually. Then if this is a man who is healthy. This is a man filled with vigor, vitality. And that is the level you get to in life in the name of Jesus. It's of no use to have money and therefore be nursing sickness. We have seen it. You have seen it. Somebody with money, but sickness is taking it. Sickness can dry resources. It can. The Bible tells us of a woman who has, you know, an issue of blood for 12 years. And the Bible tells us that she spent all that she has. All all that is art. All. And they perform all sorts of experiments. This one will come, you know, like that. Oh, go and use this drug. Marketers will use that to sell their drugs. All to no avail. Until my Jesus showed up. Praise the Lord. You know, I trust the Holy Ghost tonight that. Praise the Lord. Health is God's wish for all of His children. He wants us to be. And convince yourself that it is not normal to be falling sick. Convince yourself it's not normal. It's not normal. Tell you every time you have malaria or symptom, I say this is abnormal. And tell, I reject this. Even if mosquito bites you, mosquitoes will not transfer malaria to your body. It's not normal. My Jesus never fell sick. There was no account in the Bible that Abraham fell sick. We never read it in the Bible that the disciples was rushed into the hospital. So why will our home be different? Except we are serving a different God. Except we are serving a different God. But if it's the same God of the Bible, brother and sister, sickness is not normal. Is it possible to stay healthy for life? Yes, it is. Praise the Lord. But for us to stay healthy, we need to know some of the causes of ill health. Some causes of ill health. There's something responsible for ill health. Praise the Lord. I'll be very fast. I just trust God. You know, I wanted to say it, but let me say it now. I'm just trust God that I will stay on point, because some of the happening in the world, if I should go into that direction, I will go offline. But I want to be online. Praise the Lord. Number one is ignorance. Number one reason why people suffer ill health is ignorance. Many Christians don't even know that the price for their health has been paid. The Bible says, my people are perished. They are destroyed. Because of what? Lack of knowledge. Knowledge. The knowledge is not head knowledge. It's talking of revelational knowledge. Knowledge of the knowing that is part of the knower. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 4 and 5, you know it. 1 Peter 2, verse 24, you know it. It says, surely he has borne our grief and carried. Isaiah, go back to the book of Isaiah. Surely he has borne, that is, he has carried our grief and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgression, he was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripe, we were what? It's not we are going to. He said we were healed. Ignorance makes people to live in. Ignorant that divine health is possible. It's made people to live in sickness permanently. Some are even expecting it at a certain age. They are expecting certain diseases. Ignorance. Number two, wrong use of the body. Wrong use of the body. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, from verse 19 to 20. Look at it. He said, what? I love it. He said, what? He actually was discussing something before that verse. He said, what? Don't you know that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own? Say, don't you know that your body is not yours? Your body is where God lives. Your body is what houses God. Your body is the international headquarters of the living God. Say, don't you know it? Say, don't you know it? Look at verse 20. He said, for you are bought with a price. Glory to God. Somebody shout hallelujah. Which price? The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is the price paid for you. He said, you were bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are of God. Glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are of God. I thank God that my body and my spirit is of God. I am bought with a price. I am not of my own. Glory to God. If you know this, your life will change. Do you know that because of this ignorance is the reason why some people abuse their body? And they will tell you, Mimo Larami, I'm the owner of my body. Oh, how ignorant. And then, you see, different men will be sleeping. Different men will be marking every. So even pride of numbering how many ladies, how many men. Some even have a special book that recording in. What a shame. He said, you are bought with a price. You are bought with a price. Your body is of God. It is why fornication should not be, you shouldn't even think of it, not to even think of doing it. Because it's through it, sickness can come. What is trending now in their world is people are not satisfied with what they have. So now they are going for plastic surgery to get a bigger boot, a bigger bulbs, make it better, make it bigger. They are doing body enlargement. You know your problem? Eh? Your problem is lack of self-esteem. That's your problem. And then your channel of which you tune into is the wrong channel. Because you see, what you are seeing is a picture of a lady with. So you are looking at that, that's a beauty. And the one that God gave you, you are not satisfied with it again. So you want to have artificial one. And you know, many people have done that and it's resorted to something else. I know that none of us, I want to believe that none of us is thinking of such. Now, don't even accuse me that I'm spoiling the market. I'm spoiling your market because it is not good. It is not good. Of what you use is the tattoo you are dreaming of putting in your body. No. Just ask yourself, of what use? If God will ask you, fashion? Number three, bad eating habit. My time is gone. Some habit like smoking. If I read some time ago, and I was shocked that per year in Nigeria, per year, the cigarette producing industries produce 20 billion sticks per year. 20 billion sticks. I also read it that cigarette killed more than 8 million people per year. 8 million people, just a stick. I don't know how much they are selling, maybe 10 or 20. How much are they selling it? Eh? No, how much? You don't know. No, don't worry. Tell me the price. How much? Eh? Hey, okay, it's 3 for 15 naira. Can you see now? Small thing. I know that is pelebe, that is a pelebe of what do they call it? A suicide church, a sachet. Huh? What do they call it? That sachet gene. With 50 naira, you can get yourself sacked. 50 naira. And they kill themselves with small money. Small money, kill life. Do away with alcohol. Why will you buy something so cheap that will bring a problem into your life that will cost you so much? Does that make sense? Even they even wrote it, say smokers are liable to die young. I asked myself sometimes ago, when they wrote it there, instead of writing there, why did they eradicate it? Well, I find out the answer. Because those who produce it, who are they? No, I will not answer you. Go and find out. Who are manufacturing cigarettes in this nation? You can see why they cannot stop it. Because they are making money from you. Number 4, lack of rest and exercise. Lack of rest and exercise. Rest is very important and exercise is very important. In fact, in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8, the Bible says, bodily exercise profited little. That little, let's enjoy it. Now, there's a difference between exercise and bodybuilding. God is not talking, Bible is not talking about bodybuilding. Bible is talking about exercise. You understand? He said exercise. Do exercise. It's different from bodybuilding. Bodybuilding is not in the Bible. What is in the Bible is exercise. To get your body fit. You understand? So there is no room for relax and so that your body can function properly. That is why sometimes once in a while, trek, jog, play football, engage yourself in exercise. It helps our body. It helps it. Even Jesus rested. Matthew chapter 8, if we read from verse 24 to 25, the Bible talks about Jesus. You know, they were traveling, and Jesus slept because he overworked himself. Therefore, he slept. He slept so deep, so thick that when there was the ship was, you know, moving up and down, he lost consciousness. They have to wake him up. God, we are perishing, you know. They wake him up because he went to deep sleep because he overworked. Brother and sister, hard work. If you are a hard worker, find time to rest. Resting does not mean that you are a lazy type if you are a hard worker. If you are working, and don't be shy about it. Tell others, today I want to rest. Don't disturb me. Don't be shy about it. It doesn't mean that you are not working. Rest, sleep, and refresh. Praise the Lord. It helps your health. Number 5, lack of spiritual fortification. Lack of spiritual fortification. There are some things that God has put in place that helps us to stay healthy. Things like communion, anointing oil, mantle, and prayers. Some of the things that are the spiritual things that God has set in motion for us to live a healthy life. When we take communion, our health is fortified. Anointing oil brings health and healing. Mantle prayers. It is why in James chapter 5 verse 15 told us that is anyone sick among you, he said, let him call for an elder. And he said, the prayer of faith will heal the sick. If we are sick, he said, you call for elders. You know, that's in this line I used to say this, that some people, when they will fall sick, they will not tell anybody, and they will be accusing their leaders or the church that they don't call them or they don't pay them a visit. Look at the Bible, James 5, 15. He said, is anyone sick among you? He said, go to verse 14. Verse 14, let's start from verse 14. The time is off. Is any sick among you? Notice what he said. He said, is anyone, he didn't say when. He didn't say when anyone is sick. He said, is. Because we shouldn't be sick. But now he said, perhaps there is anyone sick among you. He said, let him, the sick, let the sick call for the elders. You who is sick, do they hear me now? You that you are sick, he said, you should call for elders. It's not the elder. It's not the elder that should call you. You are the one to call the elder. And the elder will come and pray for you. The elder are not witch. The elder are not wizard. They don't know whether you are sick. They don't know whether you have malaria. When you have malaria or you are sick and you can't go out, pick your phone and call elders. If you cannot pick your phone and call, ask somebody to help you to call. And stop accusing people that you ought not to accuse. Fulfill your part of the scripture. Praise the Lord. So, spiritual fortification, prayers, anointing, communion, mantles. It's for all these things are not ordinary, brother and sister. They are spiritual medium for our spiritual, for our health. And lastly, spiritual attack from Satan and his agent. Spiritual attack for Satan and agent. Ephesians 6, verse 12, told us that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and power. So, devil also inflict, like I said, sickness, but for you and your family, devil will never put sickness into you in the name of Jesus. I said, devil will never afflict you with sickness in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Wow, I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.